My name's Matt Morgan, and I am here to talk about Git. I'm not going to try to do a comprehensive talk or even like a comprehensive introduction, but how many people here use Git on a daily basis? All right, great. That's well over half the room. That's terrific. So to some of you guys, this will be old news. To some of you, this might hopefully show you something that you haven't seen before. But what I was hoping to do was show you a few things that members of the community, including Brian, Miguel, Steve, some other folks, chipped in here as some of their favorite tips. And I encourage you to explore a little bit when you're using Git. Because one of the things that I really love about Git is that it is actually very hard to lose anything. So despite all the things that you might have heard about how scary rebase is and other things of that nature, if you committed it, it's probably still there, no matter how hard you tried to lose it. So anyway, I'm just going to run through this real quick. I'm indecisive, so 5 Git tips turned into 8. but I'm still going to try to keep this to 5 minutes. So just quick orientation for anybody who isn't familiar with Git. Repository is essentially your code. The repositories tend to have branches, and branches usually are about a bug fix or a feature, a scope of work that you're doing. Branches have commits, which are little logical units of work, and the commits all have refs, which are unique IDs. They're hashes that refer to the changes in that particular commit. And that's important because that's how Git manages to keep track of everything for you. Those refs basically never go away. So one tip, always branch your work. Okay, whenever you're going to do some work, and I often forget to do this before I get started, but the good news is if you get started, make some changes. If you haven't committed and you realize you haven't made a new branch, just go ahead and check out that new branch, and Git will take care of moving those changes from your master branch over to your working branch. You can easily switch back to master, and you can switch back and forth between your various branches. Like say you're working on a feature or you want to check out something one of your coworkers is working on, you can easily do that. Let's say you've been doing some work and, I don't know, you need a burrito break. You're not ready to commit it. You can't quite get that logical unit of work logically closed. Git provides a quick method for you to store your work and get your repo back to what the last commit looked like. It basically maintains a stack for you, and you can stash your changes on that stack. And every stash has its own ref. And if you want to get a particular stash back, you can refer to it. Otherwise, you just grab the last one that way. Git has great log history for the branch that you're on, but sometimes the information is either too much or it's a little bit hard to read. A lot of densely packed numbers and letters. And this, by the way, I'm going to give you the link at the end to the repository so you don't have to write this down or try to remember it. But this is one that I use, and I actually have this aliased in my Git configuration so that I can see a nice, pretty graph with summarized information on it. And then this is a tip that one of another SEMJS member, Steve Kaufman, gave to look at some recent changes. I occasionally will write a commit message that really sucks, or it'll have a typo in it. And so if I want to change it, I can just use git commit amend. Originally, I was going to tell you how you could revise commit messages on older commits, not just the last one. But that involves rebasing, and we don't really have time to talk about that. Remotes are how you share your work with others or store it on GitHub. And adding a remote reference to your local repository is pretty easy. In this instance, if you're using GitHub, you have to create the remote repository on GitHub first, and then you let your local know that it's linked that way. Origin, you'll see a lot. If you're just getting started with Git, one thing that you should understand is that origin is usually used to name your remote, but it's not magic. You can call it whatever you want, okay? Let's see, what else? Oh, and finally, if you need to remove a remote reference, you can take that off. That doesn't delete the repo, it just removes the reference. So in a sense, it unlinks them. 5 minutes? I'm done? Okay. I can finish? Okay. All right. I got to finish. This is one of my favorites. If I need to squash a bunch of commits because I don't think my coworkers need to see the fact that I did and undid this change 7 times, I can reset back to whatever ref was the last one that belongs in the commit and crush everything else into one commit. So it keeps your log history really clean that way. Or if you need to grab one single commit from another branch and apply it on this branch, you can use cherry pick. That's a lot of fun. And the last thing, I just want to reiterate, almost nothing is ever gone. If it's in the ref log, you can get it back. So don't be too scared to Git. That's it. So here's the here are the links. And that's, again, I'm at Matthew Morgan on GitHub. And if you want to find this, the examples, you can just ask me or check out my GitHub repo. Thank you.